Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of Jeremiah and Lamentations, Week 5. God as our sovereign potter, making us his vessels, his containers, to contain him. Saturday. Related verses. 2 Corinthians 3, 16 through 18. But whenever their heart turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. And the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding and reflecting like a mirror, the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, even as from the Lord's Spirit. Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Romans 8:21, 23, and 29 through 30. In hope that the creation itself will also be freed from the slavery of corruption into the freedom of the glory of the children of God. And not only so, but we ourselves also, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan in ourselves, eagerly awaiting sonship, the redemption of our body. Because those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those whom he predestinated, these he also called. And those whom he called, these he also justified. And those whom he justified, these he also glorified. Philippians 3:21, who will transfigure the body of our humiliation to be conformed to the body of his glory, according to his operation, by which he is able even to subject all things to himself. Suggested reading. The believers are vessels unto honor with Christ as their treasure through regeneration. Romans 9:21 speaks of vessels of honor. 2 Corinthians 4:7 says, we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. This treasure is Christ who dwells within us. We are containers of honor because Christ himself is honor. Although we have this treasure in earthen vessels, this treasure has not yet been manifested. When the Lord Jesus comes back, others will be able to see that we, as vessels unto honor, are containers of such a treasure. The key to 2 Corinthians 4:7 is the verse preceding it, to illuminate the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, verse 6. In Greek, the word for face is the same word used for person in 2 Corinthians 2:10. Which means the index around the eyes. This means that if we do not have the index of Jesus' face, he can never be a treasure to us. We will never sense that we have a treasure within until we see the face of Jesus. When we are enjoying his presence, we sense that he is such a precious treasure within us. This can never be just a kind of saying. We all can say that we are the earthen vessels and Jesus is the treasure within us, but we can say this without any sense of the reality within us. It is only when we are living in his presence, looking at the index of his being, that we will sense that he is such a treasure to us. In the whole universe, there is nothing so precious as to behold the face of Jesus. This is something of personal experience and enjoyment. The more we live in his presence, the more sense we will have of the preciousness of Jesus. This is just the enjoyment of his indwelling. This very Jesus indwells us. This is a living reality, not merely a saying. If we would all learn to forsake our old person, taking him as our person by looking at the index of his face, while enjoying his presence, we would have a sweet sense of the preciousness of the indwelling Jesus. This would make us so shining, a shining which is the reflecting of his glory. I can assure you that if you ever have this kind of experience, others will see how shining you are. It is not that you are merely happy, but you are shining. Something from within shines out, and that is the reflection of Jesus. This was Paul's experience of the indwelling Christ. As vessels of mercy unto honor and glory, we have been prepared by God unto glory through glorification, the last step of God's full salvation. Romans 9:23 tells us that the vessels of mercy have been prepared unto glory, and Romans 8:30 indicates that glorification is the last step of God's salvation. We are predestinated, called, justified, and eventually we shall be glorified. Glorification includes the redemption, transfiguration of our body, and full conformity to the Lord. In this final step of his salvation, God will redeem our fallen and corrupted body by transfiguring it into the body of Christ's glory. He will also conform us to the glorious image of Christ, his firstborn son, making us holy and absolutely like him in our regenerated spirit, transformed soul, and transfigured body. Thus, our body will be freed from the slavery of corruption of the old creation into the glory of God's new creation.